at least from my perspective, like, you know, the specificity of a court in a space like in St. Louis, like, came out of thinking about public basketball spaces or lack thereof in the city, like, for instance, like Forest Park not having a public basketball court, Tower Grove Park not having a public basketball court, which is something that has been commented on in writing. I think there was a kind of a post online about, you know, basketball courts is one of the things he mentioned, and, you know, that really is a standout considering all of the other sort of spaces there are that allow for different sporting activities to take place in the park. So that's something that was in the back of my mind. And then also the game is staged, and the two teams are sort of designated by, you know, the appearance of grayscale. It's not actually, because it's still made up of the four colors, and full color. And that came out of reading about a kind of colonial color relationship and thinking about, like, Michael Taussig in this book, What Color is the Sacred, talks about color in colonies and how colonizers had this sort of aversion or resistance or distaste for the, you know, quote unquote, primitive community's acceptance or use of color in their daily life. And he talks about color as a kind of licensed transgression in the West or in the developed West. So yeah, that was another thing that I was thinking about in terms of, like, staging that opposition. That was like a really, like, critical organizing principle for me, because I knew it was going to be these objects involving imagery, but I was trying to figure out how to negotiate black and white versus color, and I didn't want to, like, outweigh one versus the other. But that, like, provided me with, like, a really nice context to think about.